Chamber?
How much?
Well, we always get $2 for the bridal chamber. You see, it's the best in the house. And please be as quiet as you can. The man next to you gets up at 5.
Thank you.
bottom of the lake. Lock that up, will you, Hank? 4,000 in there. Payload, the lost load mine.
Well, it'll be safe here. You'll have to take away the safe to get it. Young man, what is it?
I can't find it.
You can't? No. Nope. Well, whatever have you lost?
I ain't lost nothing.
Well, what in the world is it that you can't find?
Well, it's a
I was pissed off a pokey duck bandit hereabouts.
Well, you don't expect him out in a storm like this, do you?
You can expect him anywhere there's money.
Here we go, maybe.
Jiminy, it's the pokey duck.
Reckon your tip was right, Sheriff, but how'd they get the combination?
I don't know. What's in?
Well, there's a safe combination number.
He watched you through the window when you opened it. No use trying to trail him tonight.
No, by morning he'd be miles away.
Just the same, I'm going to run him down if it takes me 10 years.
Don't move. Put up your gun. Everything's all right, old-timer. You're just in time for beans. Sit down.
Think you're pretty slick, don't you?
No, just careful. Well, you might have been the Polka Dot Bandit. Or some other notorious outlaw.
Yeah? Well, how do you know I ain't?
Just by your looks. Come on, let's see.
Beans sure smell good.
Well, help yourself.
Pretty slick on the draw, too, ain't you, son?
No, old-timer, just force of habit.
Well, don't get excited. See, I carry this for snakes. Oh, I ain't insinuating that you're a snake, but here's to me right now is a good time to open it. You ever drink?
Well, in this particular case, yes.
You mind if I roll up here for the night?
Oh, old-timer, I'd be right glad to know you better.
Yeah? Well, I ain't so sure. Anyway, here's mud in your eye.
And how?
See any sign of Mason and the gang?
Saw a cloud of dust down by Cotton Creek.
Maybe the outlaws. Well, I hardly think so. How could they know when Mason was coming through?
Well, how did they know before? I tell you, there's a skunk in this town, and we ought to run him down.
We ought to be hearing from Sacramento. That letter was sent 3 weeks ago.
Oh, rat. The government don't care nothing about us. We got to help ourselves.
You can't fight outlaws without ammunition, and we can get it.
Just entering the pass.
You boys know what to do. Remember, no harm has come to the girl.
No sign of outlaws yet, Betty. But I still insist you shouldn't have come.
Now, don't scold, Dad. It's been a wonderful trip.
Glad you decided to drift along with me. It's kind of lonesome trailing alone.
Yeah. I ain't mistaken, you're going to have plenty of company.
outlaws. Please help us.
We got both of them. We'd better make sure. Sign of them. I reckon they're on the bottom.
Well, they wouldn't have got you, old timer.
Yeah. The feel of my head, they did get me.
What happened? Well, they shot you off your horse and you fell over the cliff.
Into the water, eh? You pulled me out. Son, I reckon I owe you my life. I ain't forgetting
that. Don't worry about that, Dad. We gotta get out of here. Think you can make it?
No. I'll make it or bust a cinch.
Everything worked out just as you planned, only we bumped into a couple of strangers. We had a running fight. They got Jake, but they're on the bottom of the river.
What about the girl? Are you sure she didn't recognize you?
Nah, we didn't get close enough for that.
She's probably in town by now. Come on.
Pack train?
Here comes Betty now.
Where's your pump?
Where's Tom?
Dad and Tom are dead. They killed them.
Who killed them?
There. Tell us all about it, Miss Betty.
Well, we were just coming through the pass, and... then these men rode after the outlaws. I ran to Dad and found him...
There, Miss Betty. fine. Miss Betty, you must let me take care of you. I want you to consider my ranch your home until we can make more definite plans for your future. I want you to know that I'll do everything possible to help you.
And you'll send someone for him?
I'm going myself, right away. Oh, Mrs. Williams, I want you to take care of Betty until I return.
I reckon.
Dead? His daughter just told her.
We were just going to bring him into town.
Yeah? Well, you can give us a hand, then.
Don't move, either one of you. Now talk and talk fast. Where's the rest of your gang and the provision? Why was it necessary to kill? You could have taken the packs without committing murder. Then, we found these two going through Mason's pockets. Now what's to be done? That gun. I keep him covered. Men, we didn't kill Mason. If you'll call his daughter, she'll prove it. His daughter's in no condition to be dragged out here and questioned. We're not trying to question anyone, but under the circumstances, I think Miss Mason will be glad to explain.
Here she comes now.
Miss Mason, these men have accused us of killing your father.
Oh, no, Mr. Melgrove. These are the men that drove the outlaws away and saved my life.
Well, in that case, we certainly owe you gentlemen an apology. You, of course, don't realize, but this town is in a most desperate state. We are without food and ammunition, terrorized by a band of murdering outlaws. Two attempts have been made now to bring in supplies, only to have our men killed and the food taken.
If we don't get provisions here before snow sets in, we're trapped.
We're trapped now. We can only last a few days longer.
Let's all get out. I tell you, it's the only solution.
I think you're right. How can we get out when our money is all gone for food that we never got?
Men, I have a little money, not much, but I'll do this. In order that we can get out, I'll give you $100 each for your homestead. I'm taking a long chance of ever getting my money back, but I'll risk it.
Oh, it's my squirrel, Melrose. Come on, let's back.
That's the man. Don't you think before you sell your homes for a few dollars that you should take at least one more chance at getting the provisions through?
Our men have families. There's been enough killing.
Well, that's right. Why not let us take crackers?
If you can get us provisions, I'll pay you well. Forget that. You give us an order and we'll have the provisions back here inside of 4 days.
Good. Then come to my ranch this afternoon and I'll give you an order for $1,000 supply.
That's it!
See that pal of Melgrove? You're going to be mighty interested in him right soon.
Who is he?
Keeping that for a surprise.
Huh? Well, I'm keeping a surprise for you, too.
Thank you.
Miss Mason a spare room.
Si, senor.
Remember, this is to be your home, Betty. It's going to be a great pleasure to have you with me. I thought you said those two men were at the bottom of the river.
I'd swear those were the two we shot down.
If it hadn't been for those two meddlers, the town would be moving out right now.
Well, anyway, you got the girl.
And remember this. She's private property. Hands off.
Yeah, you better tell the boys not to be talking around here. She might find out who you really are. Kent made another inspection of Homestead Valley. Swears it'll be the richest gold strike ever discovered. Runs right through the middle of all the ranches.
We'll soon be rid of those hombres. The town will move out. And we'll own the gold field.
Señor, la muchacha está escuchando.
Take her to the hideout. We'll keep her there till the town is deserted.
You don't dare.
I'm going over to Melgrove's and get that order.
Only one came over.
What's he doing in the bunkhouse?
I don't know. But now's your chance. Remember, no shooting. Boys, tell me where Melgrove is.
Why, yeah, I think you'll find him right.
Come on, get it.
what's this all about?
I asked these men here. My boys have orders to hold all strangers. They didn't understand. I'm very sorry.
Oh, that's all right and all, girl. We were just playing.
Here's your order, and I wish you luck. When are you leaving?
Right now. We expect to be back before daylight. You see, the outlaws won't be expecting us that soon.
I hope you'll get through.
Well, it won't be our fault if we don't, eh, Jake?
You said it, son.
Won't be expecting them, eh? They'll find out. It's the things we least expect that usually happen.
I thought we was going to Sandy.
We're not going to be that foolish, old-timer. They'd be waiting for us at the pass.
You think Melgrove and Dandy are with the outlaws?
There's no doubt about it.
Well, what should be done?
Well, it all depends on what happens between now and tomorrow morning. I wonder what happened to Miss Mason.
And the tail goes to the hide.
Well,
hey.
Hello,
my girl.
Hi.
We'll leave at dawn. They'll be coming too early. Where's the girl?
In the strong room. She won't eat.
She'll get over that. I'll have a talk with her tomorrow.
Miss Mason. Betty.
Oh, I'm so glad you found me.
Tell me briefly what's happened.
They caught me overhearing their plans and brought me here. Melgrove is the leader. He's trying to force the people out so he can get their land.
But why?
Well, you see, under their topsoil is a rich gold deposit, and it runs right through all the ranches. Kent is in with them.
Well, they'll be leaving early. I'll be back shortly after dawn to get you. I'll try and get some sleep. Good night.
Wake up, old-timer.
Huh? What's the matter?
Clean out them ears. I got a world of news for you.
Where you been?
I followed Melgrove to the hideout.
Hey, that sounds interesting. Go on.
Well, they're holding Miss Mason prisoner. And I got to talk to her, and she gave me the lowdown on the whole deal. Now, listen to this.
Thank you.
I'll be back by noon. I want you to guard this place, boys. Keep your eye on the girl. If anybody comes, shoot.
Okay, boss.
Try and find the wagon. I'll go get the girl.
I've located the wagon and the horses.
Good. Give me a lift here. We're taking this hombre with us.
I'll take him.
All right. Miss Mason.
Yes.
Hurry and get ready. They've gone. Been tricked, Melgrove. They're headed for the hideout.
Keep back. I'm going to break this in.
Hey, son, there's enough grub in there to last a year. Come on.
Now, just where do you think you're going?
Good work, son, but we gotta hurry. They're coming back.
Take that lone horse behind those trees and race for town.
Hey, son. Here's a box of dynamite. Might come in handy. Get that girl.
Here they come, old-timer. Don't miss your mark. Means the lives of everyone in town.
Mel Grove is the leader. And under your topsoil is the richest gold field ever discovered.
Hooray! Boys! Here comes the wagon!
Hooray!
Well, men, your troubles are all over. The outlaws are buried in the past.
I don't know how I can ever repay them.
Well, don't worry about that. It's all in my line of duty as a government marshal. But I am leaving for Sacramento today, and, well, you don't know it, but you're going with me.
Andy's dead. Must have got a slug from one of his own men.
Sheriff, congratulate me. May I present the future Mrs. John Carruthers?
Hey, wait a minute, young man. You can't do this. You see, I know who you are.
So does Miss Mason.
You mean to say you're willing to... Now, see here, young fella. I ain't forgetting you saved my life or what you done for this town. But I got my duty to perform. Can't you see I got to take you in? Don't you realize I know you're the pokey duck?
Why, Sheriff, you must have seen me through the knot hole.
You're right, by cracky, I did.
But you saw the wrong man. The polka dot bandit left just ahead of me. He left this rowel sticking in the floor. You must have seen me just as I picked that up. And that rowel belongs to Dandy.
Well, what do you make of this?
Oh, I found those in Dandy's room yesterday. Dandy's the polka dot bandit. There's a $5,000 reward for him, Sheriff. I guess it's up to you to collect it.
Well, if Daddy's a pokey dot, who in blazes are you?
Why, he's the United States Marshal. He's your man from Sacramento.